A former Cy Young Award winner is expected to pitch in Buffalo this weekend. Once hot contract negotiations with a Bills running back have seemingly been put on ice, and the soccer season is in full swing in Buffalo. I'm Jack Cruiser. This is The Scoreboard for Wednesday, June 11th. While the Buffalo Bisons haven't had the most exciting season this year, there is good reason to take to the ballpark later this week with a three-time Cy Young Award winner set to pitch in Buffalo. Yesterday, the Bisons opened a six-game homestand against the Columbus Clippers. Most weeks, this series would be no more interesting than the next on the schedule. But the Bisons will likely garner international attention this weekend if one star pitcher makes an appearance. Max Scherzer is expected to pitch in a live game setting this Friday, that is, if all goes as planned with his injury recovery rehab. The eight-time MLB All-Star was last seen on the mound for Toronto on March 29th, when he made his debut with the Blue Jays. This past offseason, the 40-year-old signed a one-year contract with Toronto worth $15.5 million, fully guaranteed. Scherzer threw just three innings, allowing two home runs to the 11 batters he faced in his season debut. He was then placed on the 15-day injured list with right thumb inflammation a day later. Scherzer is no stranger to injuries after going through two seasons in and out of the lineup with the Texas Rangers in 2023 and 2024. He did return, however, to help the Rangers capture the 2023 World Series, the second of Scherzer's Hall of Fame-worthy career. Pitching for the Buffalo Bisons is the next step in recovery for the 18-year veteran who reportedly threw 50 pitches in a simulated game this past weekend. First pitch for Friday's Bisons game against the Clippers is slated for 6:35 p.m. at Salem Field. Ever since the final Bills drive of the AFC Championship game this past season, rumors have swirled around starting running back James Cook and his looming contract expiration. Cook was kept off the field for Buffalo's final drive that game, despite rushing for 85 yards and two touchdowns in favor of Ty Johnson. Buffalo would fail to move past their own 47-yard line, turning the ball over on downs, sealing the AFC Championship victory for the Kansas City Chiefs. Back in February, a message reading, quote, 15 mil year was posted on Cook's Instagram account. A month later, in a podcast with Shannon Sharp and Chad Johnson, Cook continued the public negotiations, saying, quote, pay me the big bucks. I want to get what I asked for. Bills general manager Brandon Bean, during an appearance on the Pat McAfee show in April, said, quote, we would love nothing more than to keep him here long term, displaying a calm attitude, expecting Cook to show up to practices and perform during the season with the hope of getting a contract extension signed after the upcoming 2025 year. The 25-year-old running back has rushed for back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons with 1 year left on his four-year rookie contract, and Cook is seeking to cash in. A second-round pick in 2022, Cook put all the rumors aside yesterday by reporting to Orchard Park for the Bills' mandatory team practice. By not holding out, Cook avoids fines from the team and helps to quell some of the national narratives of shaky ground at one Bills drive within the running back room. Across the National Football League, big-name free agents have chosen not to show up for team practices in hopes of moving contract negotiations along. Pittsburgh Steelers defensive end T.J. Watt and Cincinnati Bengals defensive end Trey Hendrickson have both failed to report to their team's mandatory minicamps. While most professional sports have wrapped up their seasons in Western New York, the FC Buffalo soccer season has just begun. The FC Buffalo men's team, playing in the United Soccer League 2, have racked up an impressive 4-1-1 record since the 2025 campaign began back on May 10th. The FC Buffalo women are 1-2-1 thus far, with the bulk of their schedule coming up later this month. Tonight, the women host the Cleveland Force at Coyer Field on the campus of Buffalo State University. Kickoff is at 6 p.m. This has been The Scoreboard, presented by Zenner & Ritter Heating and Cooling for Wednesday, June 11th. I'm Jack Cruiser for Buffalo-Toronto Public Media Sports. Check out The Scoreboard at btpm.org/NPR or search for The Scoreboard wherever you get your podcasts.